You've heard that time is money. Well, consider this an investment on a way to building wealth that's always right on the money. We're sitting down with local experts that all have a mind for money.
Hello and welcome to A Mind for Money with Citizens Bank. My name is Timmy Stanford, and as always, I'm your host. And today with me, I have Ryan. And Ryan and I are going to be talking about college and how to pay for it, maybe some options of what you can do coming out of high school to consider a little different than traditional college, but just a lot of things to consider as we're getting, you know, into the second semester here. We'll be getting to that once we hit the new years, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that are considering what they're going to do after high school. So Ryan, it's great to have you here with me. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at the bank and everything?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Timmy. So like Timmy said, my name is Ryan Doms. I am the business banking portfolio manager here at Citizens Bank. I started in 2018, actually started part-time as a part-time teller at the bank while still going to college. So we'll kind of talk more about that later about how to pay for schooling, but been with the bank, like I said, it's 2018. It's been about 5 years now as a part-time teller. Started out, moved into the business depository side of the bank. And then in 2020, I moved over to the commercial lending side.
Awesome. So yeah, he's got experience not only as a college alumni, someone who's paid for college, but now does loans. So, I mean, not, he doesn't do student loans, but he has experience doing lending. And so, you know,
more
on the commercial side, but knows how loans work. So we can talk a little bit about loans and have some experience with that as well, which is nice. But yeah, like I said, we're talking about paying for college, so we're going to get right into it. What are the first steps when you're considering school and paying for it? So, you know, you're getting close to graduating. You're maybe thinking about what schools you want to do or what schools you want to go to or apply to. So where do you think you should start? You know, maybe you're not lucky enough to have a parent or grandparent who has a large savings for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you do, that's awesome. That's great. But, you know, not all of us are lucky enough to have that, unfortunately. So, excuse me. So if you don't happen to have that, where would you recommend that you start looking?
Yeah. So I would say first starting point is applying for scholarships or grants. Definitely start while you're in high school still. Mm-hmm. So you can start doing that junior, senior year in high school. Each school is kind of different on how you apply for scholarships. Like when I was in high school, we actually just went to our general office, mm-hmm. and they had a board of all the scholarships available. You can look at every scholarship is a little different on the criteria that it needs to be met. Some are merit where you need a certain GPA or extracurricular activities that need to be met to be eligible for that scholarship. Mm-hmm. So go into your office or guidance office, look to see what scholarships are available, mm-hmm. and what criteria need to be met, and then look to see if you meet those requirements. And then I would say apply for as many scholarships or grants as possible.
Yeah.
It's free money to you guys. So
yeah, the more that you can qualify for or get approved for, the more you know, money in your pocket. And kind of the nice thing about a lot of those scholarships is they are open-ended, where you don't have to use them specifically to pay for tuition.
Yep.
If you're getting them as a high schooler, you may be able to help pay for some of the stuff you need for college. Like, you're probably going to need a laptop. You're probably going to need some textbooks.
Oh, yeah.
You're probably going to need stuff for your dorm. So those early scholarships from high school, usually provided by local businesses and or entities or nonprofits in the area, like us at Citizens Bank, we actually have one that we have a couple that we go work with different high schools in the area, you can apply for those. So yeah, there's tons of different options, like you said, for different things you may qualify for, and really good thing to start considering early for sure.
Oh yes.
So on top of that, you know, obviously part of paying for college is you got to pay for all of it, whether you're, mm-hmm. you know, scholarships or grants are covering for it. So, you know, it kind of seems obvious, but you know, you should probably consider how much your school that you're applying for costs, right?
Yeah.
You want to talk a little bit about, you know, maybe some of the things to consider when you're looking at those.
So yeah, there is your typical 4-year college. There's your tech school, which is usually 2 years. college is expensive if you don't have people helping you out.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of breaking down the cost of tuition, cost of books, like you said, cost of all that other stuff,
mm-hmm.
putting that all together to see big picture. Okay, if I want this degree, what is going to cost me? So kind of looking at it as, can I afford it going straight 4 years at a university or going the technical college route, the 2 year schooling to be a little cheaper and then doing your undergrad that way and then moving into the 4 year to finish your degree.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who do like hybrid programs like that, where you do the first 2 years at maybe a cheaper or more local school, community college, tech school, and then transfer out once you have that associate's degree after 2 years to finish the bachelor's degree. And another thing to consider too is just the cost differential of like a state school versus a private school. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to a state school where you're a resident, there's usually a pretty good, cost cut to it being like an in-state resident as a school or as a student going to a school. So that's just another thing to consider too. But on top of that, something, you know, make it more complicated. A lot of private schools also have just a bunch of scholarships they offer for random things, just like GPA based scholarships that maybe a state school doesn't offer. So it may be a situation where if you're a very accomplished student, a private school may end up being a similar cost to a state school because you have a great GPA or a lot of extracurriculars or, you know, things like that. So there's a lot of factors to consider. Again, another thing you can go over with your guidance counselor at your high school. But yeah, it's all kind of a cost benefit analysis, which is kind of a big picture thing to think about in high school. But, you know, is the cost of this degree really going to be worthwhile in the long run for what I want to do?
Yep.
And, you know, at the same time, it's not like as an 18-year-old, 17-year-old, you know what you want to do for the rest of your life. But at least for, you know, the immediate future, do my immediate goals match up with what I think I want to do for school? And then if that's the case, is it worth me paying all this money for it? So say you've picked the school, you have an idea of what it's probably going to cost. So now you got to figure out how you're going to pay for it, right? Mm-hmm. You need to start from square one of figuring out however it's going to be paid for. So typically you talk to your financial aid office at that school where you decide you're going to go. And can you tell us a little bit about what they'll typically tell you? And, you know, the nice thing is they'll guide you along everything, but just kind of the general steps most offices will have you take.
Yeah. So when you talk to the financial aid office, they will typically go over the FAFSA, which is the free application for federal student aid. So you will go apply online for that. It really depends on your financial status. Mm-hmm. If you are a dependent under your parents or an independent, so you would actually, if you are a dependent, then you would put in your income and your parents' income. A lot more information also is added, but then it basically will show the need for financial aid, which is, it's a federal program, so it'll provide options for federal student loans, federal grant programs, and kind of list out what federal options are available for paying for college.
Yeah, and that's typically a good place to start because the federal programs are a lot of times the least burden financially. You know, the Pell Grant is a pretty common grant that people can get approved for. I know there's a lot of talk about the Pell Grant with the talks of potential, student loan forgiveness stuff going through. Mm-hmm. But the Pell Grant is a big federal grant that is available to many different people of financial need. And that grant just helps pay for a large chunk of your college. And then on top of that, like you said, student loans, federal student loans specifically, which typically do have better rate and repayment options than like a private or personal student loan. Can you talk to me a little bit about the federal student loans and kind of, you know, you hear terms like subsidized and unsubsidized, you know, what that all means as far as if you were to take a federal student loan?
Yeah. So like Timmy said, there's two types. There's subsidized and unsubsidized. Subsidized loans do not accrue interest during the time in school. So then after college, then you would have basically the payment start. Unsubsidized is interest accrues while you're in school. So actually, in my history, so I actually had an unsubsidized loan.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had part-time job with Citizens Bank. So that actually helped me make those interest payments since it was accruing at the time. Mm-hmm. Just so then after college, I didn't get hit with the burden of having this.
That extra interest that accrued.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, typically you want to take as many subsidized loans as you can first before you start taking the unsubsidized. The nice thing about both of those, though, is they do have deferment periods. And what that means, a deferment period is a period of time where you don't have to make any loan payments. And typically for federal loans, you don't have to start making payments on your federal student loans, whether it's subsidized or unsubsidized, until 6 months after your graduation. Now, it can change. Those plans have changed over the years, but at least in my experience in recent years, that has been the case. And if you go back to school, you know, sometimes those go back on deferment. Like a lot of people also probably noticed, if you had federal student loans through these last few years through COVID, they've all been on deferment for quite some time now. So that is the another big benefit of going with the federal student loans. The rates are almost always fixed rates, which is a good thing.
And they're much lower rates
typically than going through a personal or private loan through like a bank or something like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, speaking of personal or private student loans, you want to talk a little bit about those, you know, kind of the final option if nothing else works?
I would say last resort is to get a personal loan or a private loan through a financial institution. They have a little more criteria, a little worse terms, I would say, than your federal loan or a scholarship. So not all lenders offer student loans, private student loans. So I would just look at your financial institution and see what they have to offer. Like I said, not every bank offers student loans. So just kind of make sure with your lender if those are available. Otherwise, look, like I said, it's a worst case scenario if you need to go that route to get a private loan. I would definitely hit all the other options first.
Yeah, the private loans, they typically have variable rates. I mean, you could, it all depends on the institution. The terms for repayment may not be as long or generous. So they exist. So they can be there definitely to help you pay for school, but they really are kind of the final option typically when you're paying for school. But yeah, when you're looking at school, like I was mentioning before, you really need to look at the combination of everything we've already kind of talked about and decide if it's the right option for you. You know, if, and when you look at, the options for different types of school, decide which one is going to be right for what you want to do. And like I said, you don't need to necessarily know what you're going to do for your whole life, but at least for what you want to do in the immediate future. Cause you can always go back to school too. That's something people don't think about. Something you can, consider too, is if you're in a workplace where you are moving up in the workplace and you're getting into higher positions, they may pay for you to go back to college. And that might not be something to bank on, but that is a good, possibility if you're wanting to get in the workforce a little sooner, maybe with a little less schooling, maybe even an apprenticeship or a vocational degree or
something
like that.
There's also, you can talk to your financial aid office. Sometimes they offer work study programs where you work and it actually just pays for some of your tuition or books, student aid, stuff like that.
Yeah. Typically like on campus jobs or something like that. Yeah. That's another great option too, is you can, doing some work for the school, they'll typically give you a pretty good, some cost cuts on things there. Yep. So let's kind of just summarize the things we talked about, in order, the kind of steps to look through. So if you want to kind of summarize again what we talked about and kind of go through that order.
Yeah.
Again.
So first off, I definitely apply for scholarships. There's sometimes that there's so many scholarships out there that they just go to waste. People don't even apply for them. Yeah. So I would say apply for as many scholarships as you can.
And do that early. Yep. In high school and everything.
So do that in high school as junior or senior. When you start looking at colleges, apply for as many as possible. Then I would say reach out to, while you're still in high school, you could still apply for the FAFSA at that time, or reach out to the financial aid office while you get kind of situated at the college you choose. Mm-hmm. Apply for the FAFSA. And that will kind of go over federal loan options, federal grants that are available to you. And it's all depending on your financial status, really. Mm-hmm. So everyone has a different life situation, so it might not be all the same. And then kind of look at those college options and pick the right school that's right for you, depending on major, cost, stuff like that. Then there, I would say, last resort is getting a personal loan through a financial institution.
Yeah, if everything from the FAFSA doesn't cover everything
so
that you need.
If the federal loans and scholarships, grants, there's still a kind of a gap there that you can't pay for yourself out of pocket, then yeah, I would say definitely reach out to a financial institution, try to get a private loan, and hopefully you can get some nice terms there.
Yeah, the rest of what you might need there. Yeah. So I'll get into some of the do's and don'ts of looking at paying for colleges here. And I would say start by checking with your family even before the steps Ryan was talking about. Just double check. Maybe someone has a college savings for you. You never know. Maybe they had some savings bonds tucked away.
That'd be great.
That, you know, you might be getting with graduation. So that'd be awesome. And then I would say don't just blindly pick a college without considering the costs of it. Ryan mentioned this too. You can start filling out your FAFSA pretty early. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, before you've settled on your school, you can start filing the FAFSA to see what you're going to be eligible for.
Yep. When I was in my senior year of high school, I filled out my FAFSA right the end of my senior year. Mm-hmm. And it's been a couple of years now, but I believe you can actually put some colleges you are thinking of going to.
Yeah.
And it'll kind of base it around that criteria.
Yeah, and I think I filed my FAFSA after I had been at my school because I kind of knew which one I was going to, but you can do it at any point, you know, before you start paying for it. So you can do that early and start really getting a good idea for that. And, you know, do consider some schooling alternatives, maybe a tech school, pursuing a trade or apprenticeship, some vocational schools, if it fits with what you're wanting to do with your life. I mean, obviously, there may be a difference in if you're wanting to start a business that does construction versus being a construction worker. You might want to go different routes, but at the same time, you still need to want to learn the trade first. You might want to learn the trade first and start there. And then if you decide you want to do a business after the fact, you can always go back to school too. You don't need to do everything right away, right out of school or right out of high school. And I would say, don't just rush into college because you don't know what else to do. You know, it's not, there's a lot of great experiences there. Sure. I mean, college, it can be a great time and it's, you know, as good as you allow it to be really.
Yep.
But I would say, you know, if you don't really know what to do and you're not sure it's right for you in this day and age, it's just so expensive that it's not always the right default answer for someone.
Yep.
You know, it's, even if you're looking at a cheaper school, maybe more local state school, it may be cheaper, but it's still money you're going to have to pay. And you know, maybe you go and you decide it's not for you and you drop out, and that's fine too. Just because you start college doesn't mean you have to finish it if it's not for you as well.
Everyone's life is different. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, definitely look at your situation. And if you want to go into finance or want to go into banking, then you should kind of look at your avenues of what colleges are available, what they do that or not, mm-hmm. and then how you're going to pay for that. So look at your financial situation, mm-hmm. go over the kind of the steps that we provided here today. And like I said, not like Timmy said, college isn't for everybody, so it's expensive. So kind of look at your situation, what you think you want to do, mm-hmm. and then kind of lay everything out. Say, hey, this is how I'm going to pay for it. Here's the steps I can do to pay for it, and go from there.
Yeah. And kind of what he was going off for a closing thought there as well. What you want to do may also affect which school you want to go to. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, different schools have different programs that they excel in and are looked upon strongly by different, you know, sectors of business. So if there's a specific, that's something else to consider when you're picking your school even too, is if you're really sure what you want to do, well, that's good. It may help you pick a college.
Yep.
And then also it may help you pick which college you want to go to. Too. So yeah, with that, we thank you for coming on today, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And sitting and chatting. If you guys have any questions, any feedbacks, any suggestions for more episodes or topics or more questions even on college, how to pay for it, things like that, we're more than happy to answer any of that. You can email me directly at heytimmy@amindformoney.com. That's heytimmy@amindformoney.com. And we thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.